advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think we have any more bullshit in us.
Yeah. Bullshit free. This is a bullshit free zone.
Bullshit free zone.
Yeah. So this is not a bonus episode.
No, no.
Views.
This is a...
We're being honest. We got
this. This is filler.
We didn't study. We didn't
fluff.
Have time.
This is like putting a bra in your breast sack. What are those things called? The potato sacks for the breast? A bra. It's like putting a sock in there, one of those jelly fillers. What are the jelly fillers?
It's like a Ritz cracker and lawnmower, man. This doesn't make any sense. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is like a what do people use to put in their pants?
Mayonnaise.
Like, mayonnaise. Put mayonnaise in your pants.
Yeah.
This is like that. Yeah. You know, it's filler.
If you don't want a rash, that's what you do.
Yeah.
Sweet potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, popcorn in your backpack. You know what I mean?
Yep. I know what you mean.
I had a real case of ball stuck to my leg yesterday. I kept doing the fucking wide walk, like swinging a leg out. Swing the leg out, like, get it off. And it was just staying with you. Wasn't happening. Finally had to go in after it. Yeah.
Like a fucking gecko tongue.
Yeah.
Totally.
Call it the coctopus.
Coctopus. Yeah. Yes.
It was a ball.
Use that for something.
Ballypus. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Had a hold of me.
The fucking meat curtains down there.
So I have to say, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Well,
so
good.
I'm a huge fan of
Dicks.
The movie Deadpool.
I was going to do it, but you didn't.
Did you guys like Deadpool?
I do like Deadpool. Brett has issues.
It's okay. I watched it.
So I liked Deadpool.
It's kind of like the second Guardians of the Galaxy. Like the first one is good, and then the second one was forced. And
I disagree. I thought the second one.
That's kind of like our episode.
So no, I don't think. I mean, we're just talking. Like, we're talking here. You know, it's like, okay, it's going to sound weird coming from me,
but I felt like
there was just a bunch of unnecessary curse words in it.
Well, that's dead.
Kind of like our podcast.
I understand that. And that's why I said it's going to sound weird coming from me. I just don't know. I definitely
don't like it when there's like a concert and they're like, hey, how are you motherfuckers? Like you, it feels
that doesn't
super
even mind me.
In.
That doesn't mind. That doesn't mind you.
What is wrong? Are you going to have a stroke? Are you stroking out again? Why are you worried about that? Because I love you, bro. I'm worried about
you.
Thanks. Stroke out over there.
So yeah, that doesn't bother me too much.
It does not mind me.
It doesn't mind me.
So regardless,
my jeans are growing.
Last night I watched Deadpool 2.
Okay.
And I thought this is like
garbage.
It's a tall order. Because I really liked the first one, and it's just going to be derivative and cheap and whatever.
Were you shirt dicking?
He's just not.
Deadpool 2 was much better than Deadpool.
Deadpool 2.
We can't talk.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to call it out because I've interrupted too much.
Deadpool 2 was much better than Deadpool 1. I thought it was fucking fantastic.
It's all a blend of one Deadpool movie.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds or you like Ryan?
No, I like him, but I like him too. I don't know. Something about it, it's okay.
Like, I get you.
It's not a bad movie. Like I said,
but
I'll watch it.
If you like Deadpool and you haven't seen the second one, because like me, you thought that it was just going to be like...
If you're on the fence, don't watch it.
If you're on the fence, watch it. If you like the first one, watch the second one. The second one was better than the first
one. If you're on the fence on the first one, I don't know. I just... Deadpool 2 is sitting there like on my TV. I could watch it. And I just... It's not something I choose to watch.
I mean, I feel you because for some reason, like I'm the only person on Earth who didn't like Thor Ragnarok. Like I'm the only one.
Yeah, that movie was fucking funny.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
It's good. He didn't like it because it was funny. Right. He didn't like the
So you didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy?
I do like Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy was funny from the first shot of the first scene of the first movie.
Yeah.
The first two Thors are very serious and somber movies about the God of Thunder.
Maybe that's why I like it, because I've never seen the other two.
The third one is about Ragnarok, the end of days, and I'm waiting for it to be like this dope Asgard falls, hell comes back, like fucking, and it's just nothing but fucking
improv jokes. I hate Kurt Russell. Even in Tombstone, I hate Kurt Russell. Okay. You guys got that out there? Even in Tombstone, I don't like Kurt Russell.
There is something wrong with you.
Okay. No, there's not. Well, yeah, probably. You're probably right. Yes. There is something wrong with me. No, you're not probably right. There is something wrong with me, but not that. I don't like Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell's dope.
Yeah, he's on dope. He looks like he's on drugs.
He's amazing.
He's a horrible actor. Anyway, agree to disagree, but I'm right.
No, I won't agree to disagree.
You will.
Big Trouble in Little China. You
just did. Garbage. Everything else about the movie is great. They just needed a different person.
I don't know about that.
I do.
Think if Nick Cage did that one.
Okay, did you ever see
classic?
Did you ever see John Carpenter's Vampires?
I have.
What did you think of it?
Everything's good except for he's not in it.
Right.
Why are you trying to trick me?
Well, I want to know what you thought of the movie for a reason.
I don't know.
It's gonna be a trap.
Honestly, it's not. I wouldn't watch it again. I watched it one time a long time ago, and I wouldn't watch it again.
Well, I asked because it was originally written for Kurt Russell, but he was filming Soldier, so John Carpenter had to get what's his ass to do it instead.
Tom Cruise.
If you were like, I didn't like the movie.
Tom Cruise.
I probably wouldn't have liked it.
You're talking about Interview with the Vampire?
No. John Carpenter's Vampires.
Yeah. I have not seen that.
John Carpenter Ant.
Yes. Ants, the movie.
Ants.
With a Z.
Yeah. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Steve Miller Band.
That's the one. Yeah. So at the end of the day, we can all agree that we don't like the Steve Miller Band.
I hate the Steve Miller Band.
Dude,
and
it came on in the gym that is all. He sounds like a trumpet can talk. That's what he fucking sounds like when he sings.
The same thing.
Like, it is so.
Is that a style? Mr. Jones and me.
That's
Counting
that Crows. Like,
yeah, they suck.
Garbage. Motherfucker.
Oh, did I push a button? He's just walking around saying shit sucks and you're going to piss somebody off.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Fucking redheaded people, garbage. Anyway, let's move on. I can say that. My sister's redheaded. My mom's redhead. I'm half redhead.
I'm redheaded.
You are redheaded.
Yep.
Garbage. Anyway, Ryan Reynolds should play you. And I wouldn't even watch it.
He should.
What are we doing?
So here's what we're doing. We've had a million requests. This isn't a normal episode, as we have or have not said. If we haven't said it, fuck off. If we already did say it, I'm not saying
fuck
it
you.
Again. El Yucateco, awesome hot sauce. Put it in your mouth. What we're doing today is something that a lot of listeners have asked for on various social media.
I don't know if they've asked for it this way, though.
They haven't asked for it this way, but this is the way
we're going to give it to them.
Yeah. People have asked for us to revisit.
Like, you didn't want missionary, but we're giving it to you missionary.
Right. That's right. Yeah, you didn't want the coctopus, but that's what you're getting.
You're getting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they want us to revisit old episodes. So what we're doing is we have a random number generator, and we're going to pick a number between 1 and fucking 381.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then
that's not even all of them.
And then I'm going to type it into my computer machine. Yes.
Yep.
And it's going to give us an episode.
And it's going to give us what that episode
was. With my digits.
Yes. Yep. And then that's what we're going to revisit and talk about and reflect upon.
Yeah.
So here's the random number generator. I guess you can't see it.
Is that 255?
So, but that was our test. Okay. So I'm going to generate 79. So episode 79. What was that about?
Wow. I don't even know if that's in here anymore.
It's on a web.
379. Oh, 79. Wow. A lot of shit comes up with that. 379. 279, 179. I don't know why DC Snipers came up. I don't know why.
79?
I don't remember doing Jeffrey Allen Lash. What the fuck is it? Anyway, Roswell, 79.
Roswell. So we revisit Roswell. Thoughts on Roswell.
Has anything changed? Any new events?
I don't believe there have been any new events.
Hold on, though. We did Roswell number 79, like long-ass fucking time
Blue Book.
Ago. Check it out, though. Yeah. So, and then we've done other UFO sightings.
Sure.
We've done other alien shit. We've done Walker Ranch, you know, Skinwalker Ranch.
And the other thing I'm going to be curious about as we proceed is, are we going to say some shit right now that completely contradicts our maybe. Conclusions at the end of the episode. Maybe. Because we might very well.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we'll get that deep into right. it. But like, I don't know. Like,
my reservation is always this. I just feel like they wouldn't fuck up. Like they wouldn't crash. I just don't feel like aliens would crash.
Race car driver Dale Earnhardt died. Okay.
It's true.
He was a professional. That's real talk, man.
He was a professional.
You fucking walk real yeah. slow and real light. Right
I mean,
now,
Junior's
man.
Still alive. He's doing good.
I don't watch right. NASCAR. Yeah.
You're a liar.
I just feel like round and round, man.
So it's
lots of left turns. Is it right turns? I don't even know. Is it left turns?
Left.
Left.
Dude, you just went on a race in his head. You're one of those guys that plays
hey,
video games.
Hey, what car were you in? Were you in the Home Depot car?
Yeah. I took second.
Yeah.
Oh, do you lean when you play video games?
Ah, like, you didn't take first? Like, no, that's not your, that good. You got to have, you got to be.
I want a bubbly.
You got to want to win. You have to well, win. Only, you have to win in your head before you can win the game.
Well, only half of me belongs in the car.
I don't think so. Is there any black NASCAR racers?
I don't know, actually.
What about that's, Puerto Ricans?
No, that's definitely.
None of it's got anything to do with Roswell, but I just think that. With that level of technology, just doesn't feel like you'd fuck. It didn't feel like you fuck up often. Like maybe the one happened, but I just don't think we continually had crashes. Like they're constantly fucking crashing here. You know what I mean? Then again, I don't know. We try to throw a probe down. I'm sure lots of them have fucking blown up and
yeah,
messed I up. Mean, and we had technology to get there. But it seems like they're zipping around, doing all that shit. You wouldn't crash.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, at the end of the day, like talking about the human race, human error is a motherfucker.
Right.
Like we do all kinds of dumb fucking yeah. shit and fuck things up.
Right.
And I have no faith that the fucking space aliens that theoretically would be in the craft that would have crashed in Roswell weren't some fucking dumbasses that were like, one of them was getting a fucking blowjob or fucking tickling like, the
fever. Yeah. We send monkeys to space. Like right. that's what they did too.
Like, I mean,
they're fighting over the stick shift.
Exactly. Like some fucking shit came up. One of them was fucking yeah. drunk on seawater. One of them was getting their cloaca tickled. Like who fucking knows what was going on when they yeah. were flying around and then they
that's the picture,
ground.
Tyler Mott. That's the picture.
There was a
Roswell with an alien Mexican. Drunk on seawater and the yeah. other one getting its cloaca tickled.
And then they fucking crashed.
And they crashed.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say no more is what I say to that.
Yeah.
But it is weird to just crash in the middle of the high desert where there's like nothing to hit. Like it wasn't like, oh, we didn't know that mountain was coming. Like there's just nothing out there.
Well, like
you ran out of fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You ran out of fuel.
But they don't use fuel. A mercury
they
drive.
They don't. I'm sure they don't.
I mean, but just yeah. a fucking a bad O-ring. I mean, fucking. Oh, I'm serious. O-ring. I'm fucking serious. Yeah. Like some fucking shit was wrong with the craft. The craft crashes. Right. Like yeah. if there were aliens coming to the Earth,
it would have at least been a glow ring.
I don't think they're
not
infallible.
An
I do true. Think that they were talking to Nikola Tesla though, because he has the blueprint of the UFO.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance of it.
That
yeah.
LCD panel fucking picture is yeah. the weirdest.
In
thing.
A saucer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That picture he had was fucking weird.
Long before Roswell.
He didn't make it to his hotel. I wanted yeah. to go to his hotel. I think that we were right by cool. it.
We were
go
right
again.
By it.
We're going to yeah. go again. Don't worry.
So here, I mean, my thought on Roswell, and maybe I said something different fucking 300 episodes
or
ago. Or
2 seconds
ago. I feel like something fucking happened that an Air Force guy fucking talked about that shouldn't have. He said his interpretation of the events were that it was a fucking alien craft. I think some it kind of spread. Top secret yeah. shit, like some shit went down.
Yeah, they were
there was
trying
too
to,
much evidence. There was too much shit. There was too much weird backpedaling cover up. Like,
I mean, the government's tried to create like these weird shit, you know, like, mm-hmm. hey, we're going to fly over Russia in a weird craft. That way they don't know it's us, right. you know, like type of shit. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Like, that's probably something that went down like that.
So I think something crashed there. Yeah. I think the fucking dude,
I think goats were flying it.
Maybe.
I would like to believe that.
I like
because if they crashed, I'm okay with it.
Right.
Like the charred bodies were right. just charred goats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think it's a good theory.
Yeah.
And then the other one could just say, your flying is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
I got myself cracked up about Dave's fucking generally hoarse fucking ringtone or whatever it was the other day. You remember?
I do remember.
No, I not there. Dave, you do it. I don't know what was going on. That fucking shit popped in my head and I got the fuck. It was from the Australian fucking bad guy or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
fucking,
yeah,
what's his
yeah.
name? I can't think of his name.
Put the
right
fucking
now.
Iron Man suit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rolling through yeah. town. Dave did that fucking horn. Oh.
All right, new number.
New number.
Oh, I better turn this shit off.
This one, it's pretty recent.
It's Patty Larson's birthday, too. I should note that.
Is it?
She's going to be 26. Yeah.
So I thought she was like 43 or something like that.
No, it's crazy, dude. I mean, yeah, it feels like she was just 26 yesterday. And like, she's already 26. I mean, she's not careful. One day she's going to wake up and be fucking 26. Yeah. She doesn't stop.
Exactly.
Roses. I heard she's pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Probably knowing her.
Yeah.
You know, young and virile.
Knowing her. Yeah.
You know, P stands for promiscuous.
Yeah,
that's what her mom always said.
That's right. So episode 371.
That's right. That's going to be sad.
I know,
it's like
I told
close
you.
And
I told you it was fucking
what's sad,
close.
Though, is we're not going to remember what
that's
it
what
was. Yeah.
I have no idea.
You are. Tutankhamun.
We have a Tutankhamun. That's it.
We have a Tutankhamun.
That was said on the show.
I remember that.
I'm sure.
Next number.
I'm sure.
I told my Beastie Boys fart story. Someone fucking answered the security question. They're so fucked up. Oh, man, I don't know if it's still in there. They're supposed to say, tell me something that you know about the show. And they said that one time Brent farted in church. Like, they had all these extra pieces to the story that never happened, that I farted in church. And it was the Beastie Boys. Like, I don't know. They had added all kinds of shit to the story, though. I was in my car when I farted the Beastie Boys.
Episode 225.
Yes.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Child rapist. And
that did change since then because more stuff has come out.
Yeah, what's come out? I didn't
know they're
that.
Saying, like, yeah, it happened or something. Yeah. I saw a lot more.
Shit.
That's why the whole wiener on Netflix in front of the Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah, like,
what?
Like,
what?
Yeah,
you
I don't
seen
know.
That?
Wiener on Netflix.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I
gotta
look
that
up. Idea.
That's hilarious.
How dare you?
Let me see if I can find it.
The wiener on Netflix.
LaToya Jackson was on The Masked Singer, and she was fucking good.
The Masked Singer?
Yeah. The
fuck is that?
Wait. Is it LaToya? Yeah, LaToya Jackson. Yeah. It's like they're celebrities. Mm-hmm. They could be B-level celebrities. Chong was on there, Tommy Chong.
Okay.
They dress up like something and then they sing. And they sing songs. And like some of them are fucking good. Like
right.
Bruce Willis. What's her name? Bruce Willis's daughter?
Katie
Willow,
Willis.
Willow Willis. What's her name?
Off good. It's off
something
good.
Weird.
Miracle.
No, it's something fucking
happens
weird.
Every day.
Yeah, hold on a second. No, that's fucked.
I'm pretty sure it's off good. Willow off good.
Daughter Willow off good. What's her name? Rumor Willis.
That's right.
She was on there and fucking she was amazing. Like
really?
Fuck yeah. I think she does Broadway though, but she was really, really good and they couldn't figure out who she was and they have to guess. And Robin Thicke's on there and the Pussycat Dolls. Lady, fucking Hora Ofkowitz.
What's it on?
It's on TV. It's like on fucking, it's like The Voice, you know? Pretty good show.
You watch a lot of those reality talent
shows.
It's not, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, you see funny, you see good stuff. Like it's really cool. And the fucking winner, I won't tell you the winner of season one, but yeah, it's pretty surprising. He was good.
Oh, it's a he. Thanks, bro.
It's a guy.
Spoiler.
It's a guy.
Jeez.
And he's black too.
Clearly I'm not watching it now.
Yeah. You shouldn't.
Because I know who the winner is.
Yeah.
Let me make that clear. That sounded bad. All right. Next, what? Random numbers.
Anyway, did we talk about Michael Jackson?
What else to say about Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
It just left my brain.
We didn't say anything about him for the record just now. We said.
Do you feel any different about him?
Do
you feel any different about him knowing that he was a child rapist?
Was
he a child rapist? I'm not sure.
Here's what I feel differently about him, and this is kind of becoming a litmus test for me.
A litmus? What the fuck is that?
A chemical test that you piss on.
Okay.
You don't have to piss on it, but I enjoy pissing on it.
R. Kelly test.
There's a lot of things I like peeing on.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So
I do like peeing on things.
The test for me is, will Vaughn like it? And I play
Michael
a lot
Jackson
of music.
Or pissing on him?
The music.
Oh.
Music. He's oblivious.
Yeah,
he wouldn't care if I pissed on him one way or the other.
Yeah.
He'd probably
most
laugh,
babies don't.
To be
most
honest.
Babies don't.
But like I'll play all kinds of music for him every so often, whatever's on my phone. And he doesn't like Michael Jackson.
Really?
Like, no, I was surprised. I thought there would be something about it that he would click with. Like, he just has no interest in Michael Jackson whatsoever.
What's
loves Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
Fuck it. Like, I play Marvin Gaye and he, like, it takes him about like 4 seconds to realize what song it is. And he just fucking explodes with happiness as I do. Cause it's fucking Marvin Gaye. Give me a fucking break. But
there's some funny babies on the internet.
Well, maybe Michael Jackson's putting off that vibe.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So, in his music.
Big hand on the little hand.
Yeah. All right, next.
Next number. Now we're going in
the back Michael Jackson again. Anyway. 59.
I do too. He's fucking dope.
59?
59.
Tesla.
I think as you get famous, like you just like at that certain level.
And I mean, if you're famous, you're fucking that crazy. Young, like you're like, you're famous
and,
from childhood.
And his family like was crazy.
Fuck yeah,
Ike
they
Turner,
were.
He was a horrible father.
Ike Turner wasn't his father.
Yeah, he was.
No.
Tina.
59. Oh, speak of the devil, Nikola Tesla. Oh,
God damn. You were right that, on yeah. it. Mm.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just so it's one of the favorites. Like
one thing that I will say about the Nikola Tesla episode, it's an oldie but a goodie, but if you're a newer listener to the show, you should go back and listen to that.
It might that's be our best listen. Episode.
So this is, no, I don't, it's top episode for sure.
It's
I,
one,
I like it.
I'm not
like
going to say, I'm
I like
not going to
content
say,
in yeah. it. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to say it's our best episode, but I might say it's our most influential episode. Yeah. I think that episode impacted
us.
Our fucking,
I think it
us,
impacted us. Yeah.
The way we do the show,
it's
memes,
where pigeons
the pigeons
from.
Fucking thing, yeah. like all kinds of shit.
Things
and it's fucking
there,
dope because yeah. Nikola Tesla is fucking insane. Like that story is just yeah. nuts.
Definitely
Tesla too.
It definitely, yeah.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. I mean, I knew who Nikola Tesla was, but it definitely changed my view on history and like mm-hmm. what happened mm-hmm. in the world.
I want to know
and
what happened with all the stuff
made
they stole
me,
from his fucking hotel.
Yeah, and it yeah. made me like aware of like all the fucking motherfuckers out there that just monopolized everything.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, this would have been a completely different world if
like
one
Edison
man,
was such a prick.
One man, JP Morgan, you know yep. what I mean? Like one man would have just been the difference, you know.
Or
what
we
mean?
Would all
one
be dead. Wireless
person.
Electricity might have That's come true. With a fucking horrific, yeah. out, like
5G.
It could, who knows what 5G
yeah. internet? Yeah, right. we all have fucking tumors. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, we all have like no hair through electrolysis yeah. or
but
something because we're
mean,
riding around in cars that don't need fuel though. Yeah.
And that story though, like what happened with him and with fucking Edison fucking him over for the inventions, etc.
Yeah,
it really makes me appreciate the crazy motherfuckers billionaires right now, like Elon Musk.
Right.
And it's like, he's a billionaire. He's inventing crazy shit and he wants the world to be a better place. He gives a lot of his inventions away. He fucking lets people see the way shit's built so they can fucking build a better one.
Yeah.
And if they make more money than
and they
he
take
did,
out
that's
that,
great because
they
they're
take
helping
out
the
that,
world.
That it's the Tesla mentality.
Right.
You know,
and I mean, like he named his yeah. shit Tesla. So, I yeah. mean, obviously that was important to him, but I look at people like that, even like, I mean, Bill Gates, like he's the richest yeah. fucker on earth. And he like I was watching. I forget the guy's name. There's a guy on The Daily Show. He's Chinese
yeah.
and he interviewed
he
Bill
China
Gates.
Eyes.
He does have China eyes. And he interviewed Bill Gates not too long ago. And it's a really fucking funny interview because he's just fucking swearing at Bill Gates, yeah. like all kinds of shit. And Bill Gates is just rolling with it because he's fucking strange. But he talks about the fact and they're talking about the fact that he needs like one of his goals is to design a better toilet.
Yeah.
Because in the third world, there's no sewage. There's no running water. We need a better toilet that can yeah. handle the sewage to end disease and whatever. And
the problem
just,
is,
he casually like, drops in the interview like, yeah, we've given, you know, we've spent about $100 million developing, you know, toilets for the third world. And the interviewer like fucking shits his pants. He's like, oh, did you just say $100 million? Right. And it's like, yeah, I just gave $100 million of my money to come up with better toilets and help the third world. Yeah. Fuck off.
That's pretty
like,
awesome.
That's fucking dope.
Did you ever watch that documentary called Billions in Change? Mm-mm. I'd recommended it on a show like a long time ago. It's the guy that invented 5-hour energy drink. And then he decided like, yes, fucking like, I mean, those are everywhere. Like yeah. they make so yeah, much yeah. money yeah. and it happens so
heart
fast.
Attack in a bottle.
So yeah. that there's no caffeine. It's
fuck yeah,
it's
there
B12.
Is. There's caffeine.
Is there caffeine? Yeah. So anyways, I don't know. It blew up, went crazy, but he said he only,
that was like the first energy drink.
Yeah. He lives off of like 1% of the money and he puts like 99% of the money back to research yeah. and development for
that
the betterment
do.
Of
yeah.
the world or something.
It's we had fucking, talked about that on an episode.
Yeah.
Before.
I think it was in the energy renewal one, like it's like episode 56 or something like that.
Wow.
What's up with Rain Man over here with
yeah,
these fucking
Jesus
numbers?
Jesus Christ. Spit
it could
out some
be
math 50, problems.
It could be 54. It's in the 50s though, but it was the energy renewal one. I remember the cover art was like a tree and a light bulb or something, but we talked about in that because he had developed something where like you could pedal a bike for an hour and power like a laptop, a cell phone and an LED light for 10 hours after pedaling for an hour.
Right.
And he has just a whole
yeah, I remember you
talking team
about
of
that,
engineers
yeah.
Working on stuff and he gives away like 90 something
56
yeah
56
90% of his money goes back to that type of stuff.
See, I think we should do that anyway. Like that would just end American fat assery.
I think
it's like
we're
if
going,
you're a kid,
this
if you're a
thing.
Kid and you want to fucking get on your laptop and play Fortnite, you got to fucking ride your bike for an hour to unlock it.
What do you think about this?
I can
what
make
think
that.
About this. I think we're going about fixing poverty the wrong way.
Okay.
Everybody starts at poverty. Like, mm-hmm. oh, they're poor. We have to help them.
Right.
I think we're doing it wrong because it's not working, right? I mean, it's not working.
Right.
Third world countries are still third world. Mm-hmm. Poor people are still poor. I think we have to go about it from the top layer.
Brad's president. What happens? You're going to tax the fuck out of the rich?
I just get rid of them.
Well, you can't because the people that get rid of them are the rich.
It's only 1%.
Or we get rid of them, like prison, prison fucking riot?
Yeah.
I think society would crumble.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
I think we're on the verge of a really cool screenplay.
No, I'm just saying.
If you take the 1% and like stick them in a prison with a bunch of guns, and whoever survives and gets out,
it's Hunger Games.
Some of the money.
Yeah, it's Hunger Games.
And all the rest of
1%. Instead of the poor people, instead of fucking Sector 9 versus fucking District 12 over here, and they're poor. It's like, but think about that though. Like, am I like,
how about an elite group of hackers hack the IRS to find out what your income is? And if it's a, it's above a certain bracket, then they start locking down your fucking smart home and all your shit.
No, the problem is though,
erase
you can't,
your ID.
No,
so
you can't do that. You can't just give money to poor people. Like that,
no,
that's
not
going to work out.
I'm saying close the 1% down by like closing off their passport, like doing shit through the right channels, but via hackers. So all their credit cards don't work. All of a sudden they don't have access to their bank account.
But that doesn't help anything.
They don't have identity
credentials. That doesn't help anything. What I'm saying is like, I think you have to fix it from the top down. Like it can't, you can't fix it from the bottom up. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
We've done it over and over again. That's the definition of madness. Nothing fucking changes.
So I think we take, I think once per season, so we could probably do it, you know, 2-3 times a year based on reality television.
Yeah.
Empty prison, top 10 billionaires, fill it with weapons, axes, swords, a couple of guns, random bullets. One motherfucker gets out alive and gets to keep his entire fortune and do whatever he wants to with it. He'll never be on the show again.
Yeah.
The other 10 are killed and the money goes to
that would kind of stop you from wanting to be a like a billionaire. You know what I mean? Like,
unless you were like fucking,
you'd be hiding the fuck out.
They'd hide the money. It had the money.
Like there wouldn't be a badass.
There'd be there wouldn't be. Elon Musk would be pissing his pants.
Dan Brazarian.
Bill Gates.
Like the one
Bill
fucking
Gates
guy.
Fucking all shaky hands with the gun.
Exactly.
Fucking,
But that would be half the joy at first because like they're all gonna like the top 10 are just a bunch of fucking pale cave fish that have, you know.
And then you have the weird
Spider-Man.
You have the weird oil Arabian guy who fucking just crazy. Where are my wives?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just fucking he's in there just fucking killing everybody.
And if nothing else, it makes for great fucking television.
That's true.
Yeah.
Somebody explain to this guy, he can't blow himself up because then he doesn't win.
Let him. Yeah. Don't stop him. That's good ratings.
All right. Next one. That went off on a...
The next one is 264.
What is that? Fucking Rain Brent?
A serial killer.
Oh.
I think it was a couple.
No, this is your favorite episode.
What is it?
MS-13.
Oh. I mean, basically, the moral of the story on that, they're all nice guys. They should be respected.
Yeah. His favorite episode.
It's a great culture. They should be respected. And just let them do what they do. Yeah. We mind our own business.
I'm going to pick another number. Brent will get real uncomfortable.
He will. Move around my chair. Carried a gun for 2 weeks after that one.
156.
156. Odessa. Is it Project Odessa?
Odessa. Clueless. I have no idea. I'm zero.
Project Odessa. Underground Nazi smugglers.
Yeah, that's the.
That's where they smuggled the
Nazis. Where
they
got the Nazis out of the out of Germany as the Reich
was
falling.
That's how they got them.
Yeah.
Right. Which like obviously led to things like Paperclip, where we
the
took
SS
them all
officers,
for.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably part
NASA
of it. Yeah.
And, you know, but again, it was the Nazi sponsored way for the Nazis to get out. And that's why they all ended up in Brazil, South America,
Argentina.
Australia, Argentina. Like they all had these like pathways into countries. That's how, never mind.
It's
all right.
That's Odessa.
Is that it?
I like how there's no pressure on me because I'm expected to not remember anything. Until
except for the fucking numbers.
Came
okay, let's do one more.
All right. We did say 156 and he said serial killer and only two shows popped up.
Mm-hmm.
156, which was Odessa, and then 162. I don't know why. And it's Elizabeth Bathory. So it's still.
It's a pretty good chance I say serial killer. One of our episodes is going to be that.
I don't know. We haven't done that many. What is it? 159, you said? What was it?
89.
189. 89. Oh, 89. Oh, fuck. 89. That's when we used to be good.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Oh, yeah. Fluoride.
Fluoride.
Took my kid to the dentist and they tried to give him fluoride the other day. I don't understand why people don't fucking do some type of research. Like, people don't question their job at all.
Well, no, I don't know. It's still the same shit. Like, there's different types of fluoride for different things. And we researched it.
Yeah, there's Prozac and there's Prozac.
No, there's different types of fluorides. There's different derivatives of the fluoride.
Yeah, but I don't feel dampered.
I drink tap water. I don't feel fucking dampered.
I don't think we're fluoridated.
We don't. We're not fluoridated.
And I mean, it depends on the
water.
I don't buy special toothpaste, though. I do not buy special toothpaste.
I have fluoride in my toothpaste.
Yeah.
I eat it.
I say that, and then I don't buy the toothpaste because you got to get fucking, what is it, Tom's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now that we talked about it.
If you use Crest, fucking whatever, but you're not swallowing toothpaste.
It's getting your mouth.
Fluoride
though.
Is, yeah, but it doesn't, it's not going to hurt you in small
amounts. So it's okay to spit, is what you're saying. As long as you don't swallow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not gay?
No, it's not gay.
But they try to like
only if you make contact with the balls.
Here's why I say it has to be some kind of conspiracy a little bit. And it makes perfect sense because it's supposed to dull your senses and make you more docile, right?
Did it make me docile? What would I be like without fluoride?
Yeah.
What would I fucking be like without fluoride? I'd be a madman.
You need fluoride.
Maybe it's reverse. Maybe it's like ADHD.
Yeah.
Like you have to take fucking like Ritalin's fucking heroin.
Right.
Ritalin's speed.
I think we
Ritalin's
talked about speed. They used it in concentration camps to keep them docile.
Well, they thought that.
And complacent.
They thought that.
They used it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it worked.
Okay. Well, that was the purpose for
it. I'm just saying.
But
like,
I'm getting that.
They did a lot of shit in concentration camps that didn't fucking work.
But they have fluoridated water for
in
infants
Florida.
That don't even have teeth yet.
Right.
They would literally sell at the store like equate fluoride water for babies to put in their bottle and they don't have teeth.
But they're developing teeth in their gums, and if it gets into their bloodstream, it goes into their teeth.
I don't think it helps.
I don't know.
The pearly fucking whites.
That's just because they're fucking black and it's the color offset.
No, that's called contrast.
They don't eat sugar either.
That may be. Yeah.
And they eat like white rice and that's it.
I feel like fluoride's bad. I don't know.
I mean, no, I'm not
it
saying
makes
it's not.
The, well, I was gonna get
I'm not saying it's not. I'm not.
It makes
I'm not,
the
most
perfect sense to be the perfect evil genius plan to put it in toothpaste, though, because it's like, how are you going to get everyone in the world to
their toothpaste?
They don't, but you put it in your mouth, though. If you broke open Prozac and rubbed it all over your fucking gums and stuck it out, you're trying to tell me you're not going to have any Prozac in your fucking system?
You're not a lot, though.
You rub cocaine
it goes
all
away,
over
though.
Your gums.
The Prozac goes away. It goes away. If you're taking in
sublingual, like
if you're taking in 0.3 THC, it's going to go away, right? It's not going to stay in your blood system. I'm just saying.
I can tell it's going to go nowhere. My point I want to make. Though,
no, I'm not saying if you're making it go nowhere. I'm asking you a question. And you're not fucking answering it.
I didn't get to finish a sentence yet, as the truth.
I'm asking you a question, though.
What's my question? What's the question?
It's not your question. It's my question.
What's the question?
I'm going to ask you a question.
Go for it.
If you ingest something into your body, it goes away.
Right.
Except mercury, heavy metal.
What I'm trying to say is, but I didn't get to finish sentence yet, is what an ingenious way to get someone to dose themselves, an entire mass to dose themselves, that every morning you take it and every night you take it. And some people at lunch, like if you brush your teeth before bed and you brush your teeth when you wake up, if you put it in the toothpaste, it'd be like, hey, every fucking person in every house, children, man, woman, child, everyone, brother, sister, grandma, gets up and brushes their teeth. So they would get that fucking dose, and then they go to bed and they do it again.
I don't know.
That's a good way. Just
I
like
mean,
a flu shot.
I can see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
I see where you're going with it. Yeah. I can't say that it's not
true. You get
true.
Everyone used to doing that.
Can't say it's not true.
I'm not saying it is true.
No, I know.
But man, that's a perfect fucking way to do it.
I'm just saying on my end, I don't know.
It's that or you got to go spray it over people.
I don't think it does anything.
Fucking chemtrail.
I honestly don't think it does anything. There's still crazies. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It hasn't made anybody docile.
I think if we listen to
the fucking internet makes people docile. I think the internet fucking.
Well, being active and having.
Well, it's the perfect way to dose you.
Yeah. You're getting
porn and cat videos.
Yeah. You're getting fucking like just
brain,
people
brain
getting fucking
fluoride.
Stuck in a phone. You can't even drive
fluoride.
A fucking car without trying to get on a phone. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it's fucking crazy. Like that brain shit fluoride. Is just, you're not paying attention because you have a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It is. Yeah.
That got heated.
No.
Anyway. Was that the last one we were going
to
do?
I think so, because then we needed to talk about some patrons.
Oh.
So.
Fuck them.
Here's a thing that's been, it's actually been going on for a little bit, and we wanted to kind of make it formal. So some patrons have reached out to me using social medias, and they've confessed, they've like come out about some things about their life that they were kind of, like the first one was like really embarrassed about it and was like, I'm living this.
It's hard
like
to do that secret kind of thing yourself.
Right.
You know, it's like, hey, like, don't you wish you could have someone break up for you or have someone tell your boss you want to quit your job?
Right.
By us doing it for them, it's less direct. It's right, easier. They can watch it go down. You know what I mean? They don't like the way it went. Yeah. It's our fault versus their fault, or we didn't tell the story right.
Right.
So, but people think it's fake, but like we talk to these people.
Yeah.
These are real.
Yeah.
These are real stories.
And some of it educated me. Like the first one who talked to me about it, and I didn't really think it was a big deal until I started to read it, was there was
I sure hope you don't tell any secrets that I was telling, because
Leslie Carmen.
Okay. You're good. That's not one of my secrets.
She reached out to me a couple of months ago, and she said that she wanted to come clean about something because it's really interrupting her life, because it stops her cold in a couple of different, well, it stops her from being able to eat certain foods, and it stops her from being able to have what she calls normal sex.
Right.
Right. And she told me, and I was like it was over chat, so I could like look shit up. If she's doing it over the phone, I wouldn't know what the fuck she was talking about. But she said, I'm a fees.
Okay.
And it was F-E-E-Z-E. And I had no idea what a fees is. And then when I looked it up, I realized it shouldn't have a Z anyway. It should have an S, but she's a fees. And when I looked it up, it's a person who it's a fees is a portmanteau.
What's a portmanteau?
It's when you take two different words and merge them together to make one new word.
Ah, I like that.
So it's a mixture.
It's like a fusion of words.
It is. Yeah. It's a mixture of foot and cheese.
Okay.
And she's reached a point where she can only eat cheese if it's in between someone's toes.
Mm.
And it's also a sexual turn on. So she can only have sex if the person has cheese in between their toes, but the two don't co-mingle. So while she's having sex, she doesn't eat the cheese between the toes, because she says that that's gross, because she's having sex, not eating a meal.
Right.
But if she like pizza, if she wanted to eat pizza, she has to tuck pizza in between someone else's toes.
That's a burden of a fetish.
It is a burden. And it's called a fees. And she just wanted to come clean about it and let people know, especially because her loved ones, they don't know why she can't get off sometimes if she's having sex. And the thing is, though, it's
her loved ones, like her mom, family, sister,
just whatever, her lover, her girlfriend,
I don't know. Leslie, lover, been, husband, yeah. Loved ones.
Leslie, like, we've been like, wanting to talk to you since last Thanksgiving, but we heard you can't get off.
Yeah.
Will you pass the gravy?
But the thing is, though, I don't know if this is her version of the affliction, but with most people, a fees only... they only get off if they use like cans of spray cheese.
Oh, well, it seems more portable.
So you have to like squirt
it. Not messing with the whole block and shit. Yeah.
So she wanted to come out. She wanted to let everybody know she's a fees.
That's weird.
So, yeah.
I talked to someone last week too. Surprisingly it was sexually related, and Brad, you're involved on this one. So I don't know. This might be awkward for you. Probably not. It's not the first time something like this has happened, I bet. But I talked to Stephanie Sabin, and, she's super embarrassed about
this
it.
This might get awkward.
Yeah. I mean, you probably know her. You might know already. Yeah. She has this weird thing where she likes to put herself into like a fantasy, like love scenes from some classic films. But the thing is, in the romantic scene, she has Brad take the role in the fantasy, and he has to be Brad, like talk like Brad. So like lately she's been super stuck on Top Gun. So every time she has her fantasy, she sees Brad walk into the room and he says, "Bring me to bed or leave me forever." It's a famous line from the movie. Mm-hmm. And then she masturbates to take my breath away until she finishes. That's the only way she can get off, though, is if Brad uses one of his quotes, like messes up a plural or.
Right.
Yeah.
How does she feel about Dances with Wolf?
You got a new one. She's off Top Gun.
Well, it's actually Dances with Wolves.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So that'll be your next one.
So that this conversation alone has given her some fodder to kind of diddle.
Yeah.
Brad diddle has a sex fodder. Move called the Tatanka. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where he wears a buffalo skin and then dances around a fire, fucking her.
Is that a thing?
It's a Tatanka. Yeah. It's an Indian ritual. It's more of a dancing ritual. It became sexual because why not if you're
naked? It's definitely like a rain dance.
Yeah.
You know, She's getting wet.
Yeah. Similar kind of thing.
Yeah, there's moisture.
It's a modification
of the rain dance.
Moisture
in the future. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
So is the moisture
the dance? Yeah.
Is the moisture coming from within or from without?
Yeah, it's moisture with a chance of wet panties.
Yeah. 100%
chance of
so it's rain. From within and without.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. So again, these are real things that that patrons have reached out and told us about themselves. So another one, and this was the one where I really started to take this seriously and realize, no, we should really help some people out because this is helping. Yeah. We're helping.
I mean, we did this with the nest. With
The nest, but this is a little, you know, yeah, but now we're trying to help other people.
Those were our stories.
Yeah. So Paige Shop told me the one that made me realize we can help people here.
Right.
And she said that she is pre-op. And I was like, that's cool. Like, you know, what can we do to, you know, help, like whatever. And, then I typed back and I was like, you know, there's, you know, like more and more people are okay with being trans, you know, whatever. And she was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm not trans. And I was like, oh, I thought you were saying that you were like a transvestite. And she said, no, I'm a transvestite.
Mm.
And she basically is trying to look like a granny.
Oh yeah.
So
that's a thing.
She's going to go, she's going to get operations. Apparently you get your titties to sag.
Right.
Like they have to like elongate the skin and stretch them out to their floppy.
He's one of those old school stretchers.
Yeah.
You do it at home.
I don't even know what all it entails, but I know that it involves like the stretchers on the, on the titties.
It's called progeriology. Yeah. It's a study of advanced, enhanced aging.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know if you're a male, you go through a similar stretching process to get danger fields.
Right. Might have getting there. I had that octopus going on.
So I didn't know transvestites were a thing. I apologize if I've said anything in the past that was offensive to a transvestite because I didn't even know it was a thing.
Yeah.
And she feels trapped in a young person's body.
Yeah.
I shouldn't laugh. That's fucked up.
She
came to us, you know,
you talked about your octopus thing, and I was just thinking about you're just playing pickleball in your pants.
What's pickleball?
Yeah, it's the new sport.
I don't know what that is.
I don't
pickleball. You know what pickleball is?
No.
You better look it up.
You better ask.
It's a real thing. You better ask somebody.
Yeah. So I hope that helps. I hope her loved ones now know that she's a transvestite.
It's a fast-changing world.
All of her loved ones listen to the show.
That's right. Yeah, they do. They do.
It helps coming out.
Yep.
So, one of the other people I talked to last week was Thomas Harris. And his is more just a kind of an embarrassing story.
They called him Thomas Edison in high school.
Mm-hmm. Did they?
Yeah.
Basically, he used to be.
He used to be
a janitor at a mortuary.
Mm. That could be fun.
It's a creepy job, but.
Somebody's got to do it.
He worked the night shift and.
Who keeps throwing these bodies on the floor?
Yeah.
And then, he realizes, like, if they didn't do that, he wouldn't have a job.
Right.
True.
He's got to fuck them.
I think it was more of just like toilets and stuff. Yeah. He didn't really mess with the bodies, at least allegedly. I don't know. Maybe that's next week's story.
Yeah.
We don't know Thomas, but.
He touched the bodies.
The one he told me was he locked his keys in the restroom on one of his overnight shifts and he had to take a shit. And he tried everything. He fucking screwdriver, Jimmy the fucking lock, trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get it. So he just shit in the kitchen sink. He was like, you know what? I'll just fucking pull my pants down, squat over the fucking hole. It'll go in the garbage disposal. He shits in the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought he got away with the shit, but he cleaned up, went back to work. And on his list was clean the P-trap. The kitchen sink's fucking clogged. So he ended up having to dig his own shit out of the P-trap. And it turns out he's manhandling his own shit. It's all in his fingers. It's a disgusting disaster. As he goes to take out the trash in the main office, he realizes that there's another restroom and he could have shit in there. But meanwhile, he's shitty fingers all fucking night long.
What a shitty janitor.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was another bathroom.
He didn't even know the bathroom hadn't been cleaned 6 months. I mean, he'd been working there for a long time.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
He didn't even know that bathroom was there. So
horrible.
So his true confession is that he's just not.
He's a bad
he's
job.
A horrible janitor.
And he got what he got because had he been doing his job right, he wouldn't have shit in the kitchen.
He created the shitty situation he was in.
Yes.
Right. Do they call him shitty fingers now?
No one knew till just now. I mean, this is the coming out of it.
Well, I'm glad we could help.
Yeah.
I'm glad we could help. Another one, and this was, there's not a lot to say about it, and I'm not really sure what it means, but Walter Bailey reached out to me, and he said, he tried to explain his situation, and we went back and forth. It was on Instagram, like a little chat feature on Instagram. Yeah. And we went back and forth and talked about it. And
it's called a DM, Dave.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Dungeon Master. So
or Dave Moten.
At the end of the, that's true as well.
Dick Monger.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm all three. Yeah. At the end of it, I was like, so I'm having a really hard time. Cause like the one thing sounded like another thing. And I'm sorry if I'm not helping very much, but basically all that he said was like the final summary was that he's like an alcoholic, but for booze.
What do you mean?
That's exactly what I said.
Right.
I was like, so you're an alcoholic. And he said, no, Jesus Christ. And he was like, he was adamant.
I never drink beer.
He was like, I'm not. No, he said he drank beer because I asked him that too. He said he'll drink anything, any booze, he'll drink it. Yeah. And I was like, so then you're an alcoholic. And he's like, no, I could see where you would think that. He said, I'm like an alcoholic, but for booze.
So does he go to AA? Settle this right here.
No.
Okay. Well, that's the difference. Okay. Alcoholics go to AA.
Oh, okay.
He just didn't accept it?
I don't know.
I thought it was like booze from the crowd maybe or something. It was the wrong version of booze.
No.
Like he just tells bad jokes and gets the booze.
No, booze. He specifically talked about drinking and I was like, wine? Do you mean like spirits? Do you mean beer? He's like, all of the above. They're all booze. And I was like, so then, and he kept insisting.
Sounds like a little bit of like denial maybe. Like he hasn't gone through the acceptance stage.
Maybe. Is that the first stage?
Is this an intervention?
I thought that was death.
Intervention.
Yeah. That's one of the stages. Oh, intervention.
Yeah.
So what's the second step of the intervention? Yeah.
Just don't fucking accept it. That's it. Just go a
changes.
Little longer.
Look at this. Look how it changes. Yet. As soon as we focused on him a little bit, it just started. It changed, right?
No, I said go.
Went from
it. Keep drinking.
It went from he didn't accept it.
Yeah.
To don't accept it.
I haven't gone. Hey, you didn't buy my book, and we're not at the seminar. So unless you got $5,000, I'm not just going to lay out the 12 steps of intervention right here on the show for free to everyone.
Yeah, okay? It makes good sense. Yeah. It makes good sense.
I don't know if I want intervention.
Yeah, check my website.
So those are the only ones that reached out to me. I hope some of those help. I don't know if anybody reached
out. I talked to one more person.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Yeah.
Jay Martinez. This is an embarrassing story. I mean,
Jane?
Jay.
Jay.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jay
it's
Martinez.
A woman.
Is a man. And you'll see how we know. I'm positive. Yeah.
Jay was a man.
Absolutely. Or they've got a
she
member.
She looked like a lady.
A member of the family.
He looked like a lady.
So they used to do volunteer work at a local church. And they're doing like grounds cleanup and shit.
Catholics.
Try to pull a Dave move and get out of the heat and go hide in the fucking... He went inside and hid in the janitor closet. Pulled out a smartphone.
Was it at the mortuary?
No.
Do we have to say it's a smartphone now? Like, isn't every phone a smartphone?
Well, depends on when it happened.
No, this is an old story, bro. But it was the onset of the smartphone. You know what I mean? So I had to make sure. Right.
It was a blackjack, like a Motorola blackjack.
Palm.
Yeah.
Some fucking I had a shitty one with a fucking stylus. And I wanted it so bad to get this one. I don't remember what it was. It was an HP. And I could play, Zelda on the motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
If I did some shit and got the ROM on it.
Remember the Trios?
I don't remember that. I never had a Palm.
Yeah, I had a Palm.
I kind of hated Palm. The whole keyboard thing was fucking weird for me. I didn't like that. So, yeah, but I had HP and all I cared about is I could play Nintendo games on it. I never played Nintendo games on it.
But you could.
But I could. I showed my friends, like, look, I got Zelda on my phone. Yeah.
That was the thing.
Yeah. So it was cool. But anyways, this guy fucking, it's hot as fuck outside. He's supposed to be raking leaves at the church, doing a good thing. He's not really religious
though, but he's
trying to make it look good for the Lord.
Yeah.
So he takes off in the closet and, you know, he's just playing games on his phone and shit. And like you do, one thing leads to another. He's watching porn. It's fucking dark. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
You know? So he's in the closet and before you know, he's jerking off with dish soap. He got Dawn dish soap and jerked off. Mm-hmm. And just as he finished, someone starts fucking yelling his name. They're like, Jay, you know, and they're like fucking walking around the kitchen shit looking for him. He fucking panics, zips up, doesn't clean up properly, fucking takes off, finishes his 4-hour shift. He's out there raking the shit, realizes immediately he's made a terrible mistake and he's got no way out of it. He's already been gone for a little while. Can't say he has to take a piss or shit. He just used that excuse and he fucking gets home and his dick peels for 3 days. It looks like Freddy Krueger's hamster. He fucking shaved a guinea pig or something. It's fucking terrible. But he recovered. But the bad thing is he had to fucking fess up. We're not the first ones to hear the story. He had to tell his wife because he had no excuse for the reason his dick looked like a burn victim. It was it was terrible.
Yeah.
And so he had to tell her that he jerked off in the church fucking janitor closet with Dawn dish soap and then left it on his dick for 4 hours in the heat, which you can only imagine.
Don't do that.
It's probably not good.
Don't do that.
Well, Jay, I hope, you know, the whole point of this is we're here to help you, Jay.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that by sharing the story.
Don't do that again.
Like we've helped you.
Or use the appropriate lubricant. Like, don't just reach for shit in a supply closet. Those are chemicals, sir. Those aren't made to be on your
penis.
And
it could have just been the scent. Like, he might have been using lemon. Lemon or, like, you know.
Maybe original would have been okay.
Mountain mist or some kind of, you know,
have you jerked
whatever.
Off a Dawn dish soap
mountain
before?
Mist. No.
No, I don't think I have.
No, I haven't either.
I've used many soaps. Yeah. I'm the stranger soap.
Some, you know, I always try to figure out why some burn and why some don't.
Well, right. if it gets in there. Like, I remember I was little, I panicked.
Some don't, though. Some don't burn.
I jerked off with some, like, shampoo or something when I was little.
Shampoo will fucking get you.
When I was young. I was a fucking
rookie. Try it with Dr. Bromers. Because that shit burns just like
Dr. Brom. Jesus Christ.
Even though, hey, no.
What the fuck? Yeah.
I even do the wash and do the wash and I go down. Yeah. And you're like, ooh, yeah. That's fucking shit. That feels
fucking
crazy.
Blue
minty.
Selsun.
Yeah.
Minty. So, you got some Selsun blue. Yeah. Fuck you.
But I almost panicked. You know, like when you were first started jerking off when you're young, you're like, fuck, you don't want anyone to know. You don't tell your friends you jerk off. Nobody jerks off.
We jerked off together all the time.
I never jerked off together. Are you
never jerked off with your
Let's
friends?
Let's pause my story and you move on. Let's hear your story. Were you jerked off with your friends?
Yeah, you never know. I mean,
you never know.
You do.
That's not an appropriate response.
You never know. You never know, Brent. Yeah. You never know.
Back to mine, but
I'm just saying it happens.
You never know.
Soap got in there or something, and it fucking hurt so bad. And I was like, I just need to piss. If I piss, I get the soap out. I don't know. I peed. It hurt so fucking bad. It felt like I had broken glass coming out of my dick.
Did bubbles come out?
No bubbles.
That would have been fantastic.
But I thought, I'm going to have to fucking like tell my parents. I'm going to have to go to the hospital. Like, that I fucking, I got, like, I was just like, make up a story. You were just washing, the soap got in there. You don't have to tell them you were jerking off. Like, I just panicked, but enough piss passed. The burn went away, but it fucking hurt, dude. It hurt for a while. There was like residual fucking pain.
What kind of soap was it?
Some kind of shampoo. I don't know.
You got to kind of squeeze the tip. Like, it's a feel good burn, though.
Yeah.
It was not a feel good burn. That shit fucking hurt. Yeah. And then it hurt for a while, dude. Yeah.
Right.
Hours.
All right, so that was my
confession. If you're a patron,
Talk about Krista Shaw.
Yeah, we do. But one of the perks of being a patron, like, you know, you give us money because you appreciate us and you like the content that you get. But one of the other bonuses, which is not really stated on the website, but you get the ability to reach out to us. We'll help you come out from your
anything
you know, anything at all. So
I mean, you like peeing on people,
exactly,
and
just let us know
for you,
and you want people to know about it, and you don't have the testicular fortitude to bring it up yourself, let us know. We'll air it. We'll let people know. Hopefully we
help. What we do
people.
On the show, let our weirdness out.
We just want to help. Hopefully we help some people here this evening. So
realize that you're not as weird as everybody's weird in their own way.
And if this was your first time listening, this is what you can expect. Random crazy chaos, no focus topic, and me jerking off and getting soap in my dick, and us telling sad stories about some of our listeners.
Yes.
This is exactly the format that we use every time.
All the time. Every time.
So if you like it, keep listening, because there's more to come.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been jerking off with my friends together, and I still am to this day.
Yeah.
You know, here.
No here invite. Today. Hashtag no invite, what? Bro. Yeah. Did you really jerk off with your friends?
I mean, who hasn't?
This guy. I did that. Yeah.
No, you just weren't.
Like, you guys watched porn together, and you were like, fuck it. Just don't look at me, bro. Don't look at me. You
down
look
down
at that.
Bottom bump, top bunk. You know, you're in the cabin together, under the sheets.
See each other. Like, in the cabin together, under the sheets?
Who said that? Nobody said that. Yeah, I don't know.
But like side by side in the same room, like.
No, just around.
Like, you're like, bro, I'll be back. I'm going to go jerk off. You're like, I'm going to jerk off while you're gone. Yeah, let me know when you're coming down here, though. I'm jerking off.
Yeah,
I'm not finished yet.
Let me know. Put on some Dr. Dre and some porn.
Yeah, so you can't hear it. I mean, I watched like pornos with friends when I was younger.
Did that too.
Like, someone had it.
My
like,
first,
this guy's
so
got
my
it.
First like squirter porn was with like probably four other dudes. We were, I don't know.
Sounds so bad.
I don't know how young. I mean, we were probably like maybe, I don't know, was I freshman like in high school? Like, I mean, I'd seen porn before, but I never seen like, you know, the squirting porn, you know, where it's like fucking just like water hose on a bitch's face, you know? And, my buddy had a tape.
She's a lady.
My buddy had a tape. Yeah, she's somebody's daughter out there, right? Yeah.
Jeez.
My buddy had a tape. I don't know where he got it from, but it was a VHS tape. And he's like, dude, you guys got to check this shit out. So that's how that went down. I mean, we weren't fucking jacking off in it. We were just watching, you know, watched it. And I still have the memory in my skull.
Speaking of which, don't we have a Sculpt Member of the Month?
We do. Krista Shaw.
Yeah.
It's the April.
Speaking of squirters.
Speaking of squirters, and that was the segue, actually that videotape was Chris DeShaw, right. I come to find out.
Oh, wow. You can tell by the mole on her inner thigh.
Yeah. Exactly. And the happy birthday tattoo. It's been there a while. It's faded now. You know, tattoos fade a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's there. Yeah, the get her done.
It looks like a crappy birthday now. That shit's all stretched out.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, when you're taking in the enormous cocks that she takes in, it's amazing.
I was waiting for other objects.
More things: bowling pins, car steering wheels, guitar bodies.
Yeah.
She put a lot of things in there.
So is it sponsor time after
that? Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
She can actually get a third carry-on onto a plane.
Oh, wow.
It's a makeup bag, to be fair. It's just a makeup bag.
Yeah, in a suitcase. Yeah. But yeah. Thanks, Krista.
Yeah. Twitch bonus episode last week. Man, how the fuck do you say this? I don't even know. Nishiwa? I don't know.
Konnichiwa.
Nisshiwa.
Nishida.
No, there was no R in there. But anyways, Nisa.
Nobody said an R. Nishida. Where's an R?
This is on fucking, it's on digital, bro. I go back and digitize the same thing.
Nishida. Nishida. Nishida.
R.
Nishida.
Like a pirate.
He's fucking hearing shit.
Mm-hmm. Nisa wins a sticker pack for retweeting on Twitter.
That's right.
So Printer Chief's going to send you a sticker pack. When Frankie Pigeons hit you up, make sure you give the address and appropriate information so we can get that out to you.
That had an R in it.
Also, thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That's our primary sponsor. You go to Walmart or Target and purchase that. It's also available on Amazon and the eBays and all over the internet. If you're in some international crazy place, we used to say you could get it at mexgrocer.co.uk or some shit. I don't know. I know people order it on some weird websites. Brad's typing over there. But if you're abroad or a guy or just far away, you can get it on the internet.
Oh, they got mexgrocer.com now.
Okay, so mexgrocer.com. Do they still have it on there? I don't know. You need to make the effort though. I'm saying triple X.
Yeah, mexgrocer.com does have a Yucateco.
All right. So triple X is my recommendation.
Co.uk. Yeah, mexgrocer.co.uk.
All right. And the guys would probably say black. But I'm a fan of the triple X.
You just have them all because they all have their own occasion.
I'm just saying, if you're going to pick one, I would go with one of those first.
Yeah, mexgrocer.co.uk is still live. They do have a Yucateco. That if you're overseas and you don't have an option, that might be an option. I don't know. There might be a fucking $1 million shipping.
Right.
But who knows?
It'd be worth it.
It would be.
Yep. Yeah, it would be.
Amazon. Don't order food online if you can help it, but
thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. They do our stickers, those are available on our website, and they make stickers. So if you need stickers, you can do that. You go there and use code Sofaking Podcast. Also, thank you to Jimmy D's Tees. He makes our t-shirts. We have those on our website in our shop as well. And also he can make t-shirts for you, and he sells his own designs of t-shirts
and posters and stickers
And some stickers. I think maybe even he does hats too, because he made me a hat. He made us a hat. So I know he can make all kinds of shit. And
he
actually just sent us koozies too. Yeah.
Oh,
so we got a couple of koozies up there. Actually, remind me before we leave.
Jimmy D's koozies.
He made us glow in the dark shirts last week. So
I still haven't received mine.
It's up there. This is the first time you've been here. So that stuff's up there.
First time you've been here.
Jimmy D's Tees. You can find him there on social media. Go follow him, like, comment. All of our sponsors, go find them on social media. And then last but not least, thank you to Digital Creations for our coffee mugs that are available on our website at sofakingpodcast.com/shop. Go support us by purchasing merchandise. Don't think you're cheap giving us a dollar. No. I don't say it often, but like, I think that's a lot of the resistance for people not giving money on Patreon. Yeah. Yeah. Drive me crazy. Everyone's like, I'm too poor. I'm an FFP. Like, people message me and say that. And I'm like, bro, just a dollar would be cool. I mean, you don't have to give us anything. It's a free show, but you're not too poor. Like, you, a dollar. It's a dollar a month. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, that helps us because it all adds up. Yeah. And, we really appreciate it. So,
if you're out there and you're on the Facebook group and you're calling people Skolt fam and fucking family and this and that, then, you know, I'm just saying. I ain't gonna say it. You know what I'm saying. So, but we appreciate it. We appreciate it. And it helps us do things in New York. Even though El Yucateco paid for us to go to New York, we still spent
money. Yeah, there was still a lot of expenses.
Yeah, I mean, food and taxis and all that stuff. Yeah. So, you know, they paid for our room and they paid for our flight. We appreciate it. It was great. But the ultimately the Patreon pledgers gave us the money to be able to do it and hang out.
Right.
And we purchased things for people while we were there. I mean, we didn't, you know, nobody paid for our shit. People bought me drinks.
Thanks to Kat for the Johnny Walker Blue. I hadn't had that.
Delicious. Yes. Yeah. People were freaking out about that. Like I had the Johnny Walker. Is that Johnny Walker Blue?
Yeah.
Did you just get? Yeah, it is. Oh,
it was
my
good.
God.
It is good.
Yeah, it wasn't like crazy mind blowing or anything crazy from something. I mean, I don't know what you can
Aldo,
expect.
So Aldo, the guy we signed the hat for, he got me a drink too. And I had two drinks. I pretty much had two drinks in my hand. Yeah, like a lot of the time, like people are just buying.
That's
me
crazy.
Drinks.
He was there. He's been here.
I saw the pictures of that, and you know, we just couldn't make it down.
We
here.
Didn't sign his hat, man. We signed the other guy's hat. We didn't sign
Aldo's
hat.
No, we signed Aldo's hat, I think.
I signed one hat, and I know.
Oh, maybe
was.
Not. Maybe
it
not. He had the hat on. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Aldo had a hat on. He won a hat.
Nice
from
hats
Sarah.
Too by Teco. Actually, Teco has some cool hats
hat.
On the website.
Yeah, same hat. Yeah. That's where maybe where I got it mixed up from. She gave out a hat to him, but he bought me a drink, and then we were talking and bullshitting, and I didn't get drunk, but I stayed pretty buzzed. Like I was good. I felt good. It was a fun night. Mm-hmm. And I had an ice cube that was left in my whiskey from one and it had melted, but it was all the whiskey was gone. It was on the rocks and there was some ice left. That's all that was there. It melted down. He gave me a glass and I was drinking it. And then I fucking poured a little bit of water into it and he about fucking flipped his lid. He was like, "Why don't do that? Don't do that." And I was like, "It was just water." And he was like, "Oh, okay." Like, I was like,
"So you're mixing whiskey."
He bought, he bought me a good drink. Thank you, Aldo. Appreciate it. Thank you, Kat and
Leaf.
Leaf. Yes.
Yep. All right.
And
so what do we got?
Is that it?
Social media.
We're leaving. Bye. Are we recording Sunday?
No.
It's Easter. Happy Easter, bitches.
Yep. Happy Easter.
Whatever you do.
Celebrating. Even if you're not religious, hang out with their family.
Yeah, if you love Jesus or just candy eggs.
I love Jesus real hard.
It's already done, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
Is it?
I hope you love Jesus real hard and you got all kinds of candy eggs.
It is. You're right. Yeah. I hope you did get candy eggs. Yes. You could put the, what are the Cadbury's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The lime and the coconut. Yeah,
if you want to warm up the cream, you know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the warm cream.
Yeah.
It's good. Dave can't have the warm cream.
No.
How many Cadbury's can you fit in your ass?
That's a lot of eggs.
None.
No?
No.
Is it vegan? Break?
You won't do it.
Oh, you won't do it. But how you did the regular eggs, though?
Because it was back in the day.
Shelled.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's fair.
Now.
Yeah.
I bet you do 38, though. Yeah, back in the day, coach would have put you in, you'd have been all state.
No, they break and melt.
Yeah, they melt Cadbury in your ass. They melt in your
just
ass.
Keep
not
shoving
in
them in, Dave.
Yeah. Cadbury melts
those
in
fingers
your ass.
Before. He just keeps mashing them with your fingers. It's messy and hot.
Not my thing. That's somebody else's game.
Oh, you're a straight egg guy.
Yeah.
How vanilla of you.
You're like some hard boiled.
Yeah.
Anyway, the end song is. Yeah, I fucking picked it out too, and I fucking don't know. Wrong computer, Brad. Wrong computer. We're going to go with it's Believe by Bruno Mali Kid. You like that?
I like it a lot.
Don't be a retard.
Shit, I want you to want more. See, if you can, I want you to want more than me. I'm the one. This one dedicated to Les Brown. You wishing that somebody helped you. You gotta learn to believe in yourself, even when nobody else does. You gotta learn to get tired of yourself. Sometimes you just gotta be selfish. You not around to come help, but I'm about my green like a shelter. You know if I don't tell you nothing else, it's gonna take for you to believe. You to believe, you to believe. It only take for you to believe. You to believe, you to believe. It's gonna take for you to believe. You to believe, man, it really only take for you to believe. Yeah. It ain't no stopping me now. It ain't no blocking me neither. I just gotta put it down properly now. They wanna talk to me now. All them bitches with the stock of me now. I was been supposed to be on top of motherfuckers was knocking me down. While they was knocking me down. I know you can't, but you rolling now. My ambition can't control it now. Pick your head up right now and hold it high. Cause the fan the only thing you holding down. It ain't no replacing my drive. They can't do it like I do it. All the shit was coming from deep down inside. I see you talking my style. Yeah.
When someone says, I can't change, some part of them wants to change. But the payoffs for his present behavior are greater than the payoffs for a changed behavior. Or his fear of change is too great. Ladies and gentlemen, it takes courage to live your dreams. It takes courage to manifest your greatness. It takes courage to decide to live.
You wishing that somebody helped you. You gotta learn to believe in yourself, even when nobody else does. You gotta learn to get time to yourself. Sometimes you just gotta be selfish. You're not around to come help, but I'm out my green like a shelter. You know if I don't tell you nothing else, it's gonna take for you to believe. You to believe, you to believe. It only take for you to believe. You to believe, you to believe. It's gonna take for you to believe. You to believe, man, it really only take for you to believe. Yeah. It take for you to believe. I wear my heart on my sleeve. We talk to never give in. Bruise up my elbows and knees. If you wanted, you just think of me, dog. I'm right here whenever you need. Want that success like you breathe. Work out, you barely fatigue. Going hard until you never get tired. You in a whole nother league. I need a couple of things. I need a couple of rings. Don't you worry about them, not a setback. I got a couple of schemes. I got a couple of things that I need to get out the way just to follow my dream. Yeah. I want you to want more. Sometimes I want you to want more. More than me. See, I want you to believe. I want you to dig deep. You hear me? I want you to shine from the inside out. You hear me? If you get it from the inside out, you start shining from the inside, it's gonna show on the outside. I want you to believe. You wishing that somebody helped you. You gotta learn to believe in yourself, even when nobody else does. You gotta learn to get time to yourself. Sometimes you just gotta be selfish. You're not around to come help, but I'm on my green like a shelter. You know if I don't tell you nothing else, it's gonna take for you to believe. You to believe, you to believe. It only take for you to believe. You to believe, you to believe. It's gonna take for you to believe. You to believe, man, it really only take for you to believe.